You're in the grand theme of things. The Logbook.com soundtrack mixtape podcast is back with more selections, all centered around a single theme. A setting, similar plots, maybe something else. Something connects all the music you'll be hearing today. I'm Earl Green. Sit back and relax and enjoy a little bit of free association with music from movies, TV, and games. It's all in the grand theme of things. Greetings, programs. In the grand theme of things is back on the grid. And yet, we're off the grid. The theme for Off the Grid is basically the universe of Tron, but not in the movies. Everything you're hearing this week is based on the Tron universe as set up in the movies, but in media other than the big screen. The idea of a Tron follow-up seemed like a pipe dream in the 80s, considering that the movie didn't exactly recoup its investment or set the critics on fire. Sometimes the critics should be set on fire. Anyway, I'll move along. It wasn't until the eve of Tron's 20th anniversary that any sort of serious sequel talk began to happen. And in this case, it was in the form of a computer game, and later console game, Tron 2.0 Killer App. It's kind of interesting if you look back at the plot of Tron Legacy, which deals with Flynn disappearing into the grid and his son going after him to find out what happened. Tron 2.0 Killer App is about Alan Bradley, Bruce Boxleitner's character, disappearing into the computer world and his son going after him. The PC version of Tron 2.0 was scored by Nathan Grigg. You've heard his work in Aliens vs. Predator 2, Fear, and most recently, Middle-Earth: Shadow of Mordor. Here are selections from his music from Tron 2.0, Killer App. Thank you. Music by Nathan Grigg from Tron 2.0 Killer App, a PC game from early in the 21st century. Of course, not every game that features Tron or the Tron setting necessarily has to be about Tron. Tron is, of course, a Disney property, and if you know anything about Disney properties, you know that they are wide open for exploitation in unusual ways, such as the Kingdom Hearts games. In fact, in Kingdom Hearts 2, there were Tron-oriented levels and music to match. The music from Kingdom Hearts 2 was composed by Yoko Shimomura, the most famous female video game composer in the world. Her work stretches back as far back as the Famicom era. She started her work scoring music for Famicom Disk System games. Some of the music that she's done that you might have heard and or played along with: Street Fighter 2, Super Mario RPG, that's a personal favorite in this house, Parasite Eve, The Legend of Mana, Kingdom Hearts 1, Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, Xenoblade Chronicles, and she's currently working on Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 15. Final Fantasy 15? Really? So the first 14 Final Fantasies weren't really final, were they? Anyway, here's music by Yoko Shimomura from Kingdom Hearts 2. Music from Kingdom Hearts 2 by Yoko Shimomura. Of course, once Tron Legacy came along in 2010, there was no stopping Tron from returning to video games, because it's just always seemed like such a good idea. One can easily argue that the arcade game released alongside Tron in 1982 may have actually made more money and possibly more sense than the movie. Tron Evolution is a console and computer game that came out shortly after Tron Legacy, and it was one attempt, not the only attempt, we'll get to this in a moment, to depict what happened on the game grid in between the two movies. You know, what exactly happened? At what point was... The movie gives us just a taste of the coup that transferred power from Flynn to Clue. What happened after that? Tron Evolution tried to tell that story. The music from Tron Evolution was by Sasha Dakishian. He's also known as Sonic Mayhem. He has scored Borderlands and Borderlands 2, he did not score the more recent Borderlands pre-sequel. I thought that was interesting. He's also scored Splinter Cell 4, Mass Effect 2 and 3, Dead Rising 3, and Prototype. Here is some of his music from Tron Evolution. Obviously, we have jumped into the Daft Punk era of Tron music. Not a bad approximation by Sasha Dakishian there, Sonic Mayhem. The music was from Tron Evolution. It was a little over a year before Disney's next major non-game Tron project appeared. It was the short-lived animated series called Tron Uprising, which showed Tron recovering from the coup depicted in Tron Legacy, and trying to train someone to take his place as the champion of the grid. Tron Uprising was actually a really good show, and it was actually really terribly shortchanged by some lousy scheduling decisions and god-awful promotion. I've worked in television promotions before. Disney XD did not know what it had or how to promote it. They did not know how to promote that show. I don't think anyone involved in the promotion of it had any idea how to promote it, because I don't think they really understood what it was about. That's entirely possible. The music from Tron Uprising is an even closer approximation to the Daft Punk sound of Tron Legacy, and that's because Tron Uprising was scored by Joseph Trapanese, who orchestrated many parts of the Tron Legacy soundtrack, working alongside Daft Punk. And in the liner notes for the Tron Uprising soundtrack, Joseph Trapanese even points out that, you know, it's almost like a legal disclaimer that he is using sounds developed by Daft Punk for Tron Legacy. Other things that you've heard his music in, that is Joseph Trapanese, not Daft Punk, include the recent movie Earth to Echo, The Raid Redemption, which he co-scored with Mike Shinoda, and a console PC game called The Crew. He's contributed music to Transformers 3 and Oblivion, and, just as he did with Tron Legacy, he did orchestrations and arrangements for The Bourne Legacy, Divergent, and the television series Dexter. Gets around. Here's music from Tron Uprising. music by Joseph Trapanese from Tron Uprising, the miserably under-promoted Disney XD Tron animated series. We're going to sidestep slightly off the soundtrack path here and give you a couple of tributes to the original Tron score by Wendy Carlos. Back in the 1980s, aside from the arcade games released by Bally Midway, Tron was closely associated with Mattel Electronics, manufacturer of the Intellivision console, which was a reasonably big deal at the time, and Mattel outbid everyone for the rights to do Tron games on home consoles. Three games on the Intellivision resulted from this licensing deal: Tron Mazatron, Tron Deadly Discs, and Tron Solar Sailor, the last of which was intended to be used with the Intellivision speech module. Now, Mattel wasn't stingy about it. Tron Deadly Discs was translated to the Atari 2600 through the M Network label, if you want to call it a label, sort of a subdivision of Mattel Electronics that produced games for other consoles other than the Intellivision. Deadly Discs on the 2600 was perfectly fine. It missed a few tricks that the Intellivision version had, but otherwise incredibly playable. A bit more strange was the attempt to translate Tron Mazatron to the 2600. Simply put, it couldn't be done, and it wound up turning into sort of a strange hybrid climbing jumping game called Adventures of Tron, which is not a bad game. It has its charms, it's just nothing like the game that inspired it. Early in the 21st century, Intellivision Productions, which is basically run by the Blue Sky Rangers, the programmers who have each taken a stake in the Intellivision intellectual property and continue to exploit it in the form of all-in-one plug-and-play consoles, cell phone games, and so on, you know, download games for the Xbox 360, that sort of thing. They released a CD called Intellivision in Hi-Fi, which included numerous clips from Intellivision games as played on the Intellivision, as well as other materials such as musical tributes to the Intellivision, and this one, which is sort of an odd tribute to the music from the original movie. It's called Tron 1.1, and it was arranged and performed by Tom Kahalan. He's a music teacher and composer who worked on the Intellivision and Hi-Fi album after doing original music for Intellivision Lives and Intellivision Rocks. So we're going to re-res back into the 80s by way of the early 21st century for Tron 1.1. That's all for now, and the grand theme of things will be back next week with more movie, TV, and game music connected by a common theme. Just a reminder, all of the music you've heard is copyrighted by the respective composers, labels, and studios. Visit www.thelogbook.com/music/podcast for a listing of what you heard in this installment and links to purchase your own copies. Due to restrictions on file size and storage, what you've heard today was presented at a fairly low audio quality. By purchasing the commercially available CDs or downloads, you can hear it even better. I strongly encourage you to support the labels that are taking the time and expense to remaster and reissue classic soundtrack music. They're making music available to which longtime movie and TV music fans have never dreamed of having access, and I hope you'll join me in supporting them. In the Grand Theme of Things is written, produced, and hosted by Earl Green.